boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You wake up with the morning scramble and you go home with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Correct.
And sometimes we get to see each other throughout the day, but not for very long, only like an hour and two, because they stay for a couple hours after their show, and then we get here late, right?
Yeah, they're up before I can even think about being awake.
But today, we decided to get lunch together and just talk about our shows, their shows. How we doing?
Yeah, chit-chat.
Right. Something weird happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I want to talk about it because it was so freaking weird.
It was odd.
Claire ordered her breakfast.
No. Can I stop you? Because it stopped before then.
Go on. What happened?
It started with our drinks. Oh, I got a cutesy little like hot coffee cupcake explosion type thing. You got straight gasoline, like monster energy drink.
Is that in?
Claire and Eric meet us and then they sit down and order their drinks. Claire also orders a cutesy little, I think like white chocolatey raspberry coffee. Eric orders straight gasoline, which is
black coffee.
So that was like not as crazy.
Two cutesy drinks, two weird gasoline. Yeah, you're not wrong.
And then it came to the food.
Got even weirder. Waitress asks Claire, what do you want to eat? What does Claire order?
A breakfast quesadilla.
Then she asks you, what do you want to eat?
I had been looking at the breakfast quesadilla, which, mind you, we did not have the conversation of like, oh, what do you guys like to get here? What is everybody getting? We all just like figured it out. Claire orders it and I'm like, well, I'm actually going to do the same thing. I'll do a breakfast quesadilla.
I said, that's weird. I said, this will be hilarious if we order the same thing, Eric. And I go, I'm going to get the shipwreck.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that one. And I turn to Eric and he goes, I'm also getting that. I said, no, you're not. He goes, yeah, but without mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
We got the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because you were also sitting with Claire on her side.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with Eric on my side.
It was very odd.
What? I didn't even know we were like them and they were like us. You know what I'm saying? Like, who would have thought? What else do we have in common? Well, I know Eric likes to go home without a shirt on. Like at home, he's without his shirt on all the mm-hmm. time. I don't have pants on when I go home.
Okay. We might be reaching a little bit now. I will say.
I was going to say, I know Claire likes to read, Taylor. Does not. So now we're screwed.
I like to read what's on the menu for dessert. Is that close enough?
You know we're reaching. You guys are bonding. You guys are like practically twins.
I mean, sit us next to each other again. We'll see what happens.
Can I talk about my birthday one more time?
Yes.
I turned 30 on Sunday while everybody else was watching the Super Bowl. And I thought all my cards came in. I only got one card from my aunt. So
you still get cards in the mail?
You don't?
No.
Oh, well, my one aunt, Chrissy, she gave me a card. Thank you, Aunt Chrissy.
Nice.
And that was it. I thought. Actually, you know what? State Farm, I have insurance through them. They're always really great. They send me a card, and I love it. That's why I keep them, because they send me cards for my birthday and Christmas. That's why I keep them around, baby. Mm-hmm. Those cards keep me around. They didn't send me a birthday card, so I'm very upset with them right now. Get me a card.
Maybe it's stuck in the mail somewhere.
I would like a birthday card, please. But I got a different card. Not from them. From somebody in a House of Representatives. Again, I don't really know. Somebody I'd never heard of.
Okay.
I didn't vote for him, but sent me a card.
And for your birthday.
For my birthday. And I'm like, are you trying to get me to vote for you? Like, what are we doing here? I don't like this. Is this a new thing now?
What did it say?
Happy birthday from this person. House of Representative.
Not even like a...
Vote for
go,
me?
Go no. check out my policies no, here.
Well, it did have all of their socials posted because they won because then I creeped on them. I'm like, why are you sending me this? Like, what's going on? Are you?
How'd they get your address?
That's what I want to know.
How'd they get your address and how'd they get your birthday? What did you sign up for? You clicked the link. That's what happened.
You clicked the link
and you sold off your information to the state.
I did. And now I get political birthday cards. Or is that what happens when you turn 30? This is stupid. I hate being 30.
You know what? That actually makes sense.
This is stupid. Being 30 is dumb.
Yep.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Let me give you that reminder that Valentine's Day is Friday. Act accordingly if you need to. Mm-hmm. I do have some good news, though, for people that are like, uh-oh, I don't have anything planned. That is that Micromance is in.
What is that?
Micromance is basically this kind of trend that the relationship experts are seeing, which is instead of like big, grandiose acts of love, they want couples to focus on everyday moments to foster your connection in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to Valentine's Day, they're kind of saying it's less expected, I guess, for you to go out and buy a $500, I don't know, necklace or something like super expensive and crazy, or rent out a private room at the most expensive restaurant. That it's more about the subtle nuances of love, finding joy in the simple things.
Hallelujah.
So something as simple as like going on a coffee break together, or just sending a thoughtful text throughout the day, even a phone call over your lunch hour, dinner night in, a cozy movie night. They're saying that is kind of like the thing this Valentine's Day is. We're moving away from making it as big of, I don't want to say as big of a deal, because it is, it's just in smaller ways.
It took us until 2025 to realize that.
Well, says you.
No.
Miss, I will start the world on fire if there's not flowers at my desk.
No, I love good flowers and chocolate. No, I wouldn't be upset if I did get that. But I do, at the end of the day, I would truly rather snuggle and watch a movie and spend time with you. Or show me love by telling me like that you listened. That you finally put the doorknob back on the door that I've been asking you to do for 6 weeks now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's love. Like, do things that show me love. Showing me love is not buying me a Nintendo Switch. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like, showing me love is in different ways. Mm-hmm. So that's what you don't believe me.
I don't believe you, because if on Valentine's Day you go home and there is a red ribbon tied on a doorknob, you're going to be like, seriously, that was my gift.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I just love that your partner like starts to get to know you after a little bit of time, and they tell you they love you without actually saying I love you, but just doing certain things.
They know those little acts of service that show their love.
Neverman doesn't have to say he does, right? But he doesn't have to say I love you. He just shows it to me by simply turning on my bun warmer, like you like to call it, in the car every time we get in. It's the seat warmer. But like, he mostly, if we're together, he always will drive, and he gets in before me because I'm always running behind, you know me. And I'll get in and I look down to like turn it on, and I'm like, oh, it's already on, because he's turned it on for me every single time.
My boyfriend Curly's the same way. In fact, the bun warmer in the passenger seat is on 24/7 in the winter.
Because he knows.
Because he knows. And he said it, he likes that it keeps his lunch warm.
Oh.
So that's kind
that's
of
smart,
just a bonus.
That's kind of smart. And then last night, you know, that's like, if most of the time I beat Neighborman to bed because I'm just faster and he's trying to get all the animals rallied up into the bedroom. But last night he beat me because I was still getting my makeup off and all that fun jazz. But I get into the bed and I see he's not only turned on my heated pad because my back, he's turned on the heated blankie. I'm like, what? You just know, and that's a good way of saying I love you.
See, now that's my responsibility, unfortunately.
What?
Is turning on the heated blanket, because he never thinks about it. I am always thinking 10 minutes in advance. I know it's about a 10-minute process
to
for
get
me
that thing
to
heat it up.
Yeah, take my contacts out, brush my teeth. Like, I know, okay, I'm going to go turn it on and then do my things, and it'll be nice and warm beforehand. He don't think about it. If I leave it up to him, it's going to be freezing cold when I get into bed. So unfortunately, I have to take that I love you duty.
Do you?
Well,
it's funny. The only time I guess I really noticed that I take the I love you duty when you said that is that when he takes a shower, he's always complaining it's too cold.
Really?
Yes, because in order for our heat to like, or our water to like really heat up, it has to have been going for a while, mm-hmm. or you have to have like two things going at once, like the kitchen sink going and then the shower going at the same time. So when he's complaining, or I know he's about to complain, I'll go in there and I'll flush the toilet.
Now that.
And I'm like, you're welcome. It's about to heat up for you, sweet mm-hmm. baby.
That is love.
This morning was trippy. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I had some brownies or something. I was in a portal. I don't even know how to explain it.
I am getting a little worried about your mental state.
Me too, because I was in the car on the way to work, and I don't know if something's wrong with my car or what is going on, or if there's something wrong with me.
I'll let you continue before I decide.
Please decide. So I'm in the car, and I'm driving. And I'm just minding my own, you know, you have car thoughts, right? You're thinking about your work day. You're thinking mm-hmm. about whatever's you got planned, right? And I'm thinking and I'm driving. And at some point I realized the windshield wipers, they're going slow. I'm like, okay. Next thing I notice, they're going fast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute, weren't they just going too slow? They were going slow like 2 seconds ago. Why are they going fast? Mm-hmm. And then next thing I know, they're back to slow again. And next thing I know, they ain't even going at all. And I'm like, what the heck is going on right now? Am I in a new universe? What is, like, am I imagining this?
Well, did you turn them on? Right?
I turned them on, I think.
But
so.
You didn't touch it after that. They just kept changing speeds.
They kept changing speeds,
okay.
Taylor.
Okay.
So I don't know what was going on. I'm like, you ever look at like something and you're like, is that actually moving, mm-hmm. you know, or like you look at a plane up in the sky and you're like, is that actually
yeah.
coming? Like, is that moving? Is that not moving? I can't tell. Mm-hmm. It was like that. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Is the windshield wipers actually going fast? Are they actually slowing down? And then when they stopped like going up and down, that's when I realized, okay, no. They've stopped moving. Mm-hmm. What the heck is going on? Are my windshield wipers crapping out?
I think you actually have a car that has like a sensor now. Like,
is that a thing?
Yeah, there's a sensor that, like, if it feels like the precipitation is coming down harder, it's going to go faster, vice versa. If it's not coming down as hard, it slows down. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it. Because I had this as, like, an invention idea. I'm not going to lie. Like, two weeks ago, I was like, wouldn't it be so cool if cars could predict how much it was raining and it would like speed up it would go faster.
No, I'm telling you what, I hate it. I don't even know if my car has it because I have windshield wiper anxiety, okay? I don't even let my wipers go long enough to know if mine has that because I'm constantly like, what's everybody else is doing? Am I going too fast?
I looked probably stupid because at what point it was going, I thought way too fast.
I hate that.
For what it should have been doing.
I
looked
that.
Stupid. I think people saw me downtown Cedar Rapids. They were like, look at that weirdo. Her windshield wipers are going too fast.
I would have judged you.
I think they saw that. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I got to figure out how to get out of this setting. I don't know what I did, but I'm in a weird setting. This car is too smart for me. I need to go back to my crappy old car.
Is that the first time you've ever said that?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, I'll state the obvious. It's coming down out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So if you are hitting the roads, be careful. Please leave extra space. But you were saying earlier, like, this is the time when you're like, oh, I really wish I had a snowblower.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest. I'm a diva. The snow removal is not up to me at my house. I live with my boyfriend, Curly.
Do you guys have to take care of it?
And his brother. Yes, we do.
You do? Oh, God. This is where it's nice to rent.
We do rent. But
and you don't? And you still?
Yeah, we are responsible.
Our landlord pays for I don't know what you want to call it, a crew. And
yeah,
this guy comes with he's got a truck and that thing in front.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes and he cleans the whole driveway and then even shovels our little pathway too.
That's how it's been for me at past
so
apartments.
It's nice.
This is the first time I've technically ever been responsible. However, it ain't me. Sorry. I got two boys that are living with me.
No.
I don't want to slip and fall. I don't want to hurt my back. However, I will tell you that
you can't tell me it's fun with a snowblower and watching it go pew.
I've never gotten to use one.
Oh, Taylor, you thought mowing the lawn for the Cedar Rapids Colonels was the highlight of your mm-hmm. life. This will be the highlight of your life. Someone's got to let you snowblow for them.
Well, I'm telling you, we just got one from my boyfriend Curly's parents gave us their old one, mm-hmm. and there hasn't been enough snow yet for us to use it. So last night, Curly turns to me and he's like, oh, are you going to go out and shovel tomorrow morning? And I was like, you thought. Like, yeah, right. No, I'm not. And he's like, what if you get to snow blow?
Yes.
And I was like, wait a minute. Now this might be my gateway.
I got questions. Can you answer them?
I don't know.
Gas, electric.
It's sitting in the corner of the garage. I don't believe it's plugged in.
I hate when they're plugged in.
I don't think ours is.
My ex had one that plugged in and it just was too much work. No, I don't like that.
I don't think ours does. I don't.
Oh, goody. So. Even better. You can go freaking crazy with it.
Okay.
Do it. Oh my God. You're going to have fun. You get to watch the snow. Pew. Let it hit things.
See, that was the first time that I was like, okay, maybe I could be talked into it. So maybe I know we're going to get more snow on Saturday. I might have a snowblower lesson.
God, I'm so excited for you.
I'm going to be a changed woman.
I loved doing it. I always begged if I could do it.
Really?
Oh my guess. It's so much fun. Just watching the snow pew go. And then you just let it go crazy. I mean, don't let it hit your neighbor's house. You know, try to be nice. Try to be respectful.
Well, yeah.
Unless you hate them.
I don't know them. They never leave. So it's probably not a problem.
But you get to like build a cool little pile. You know, it's so much fun. Oh my God.
Okay. So I might need to take him up on it. Cause I was like, we'll see. But you might have just convinced me.
I can't wait again till we like own a house and we have a snowblower and I'm going to make sure it's gas. I'm going to do everybody's house.
I'm just saying, you know how I feel about a motorized vehicle and I am kind of down to learn.
I have a feeling you're going to be knocking on neighbor's houses. Can I do yours? Can I do it? I'll do it for free.
Maybe that'll be my side gig. They'll pay me for it.
No, I feel like you're gonna do it for free because you're gonna love it so much.
Okay, well, I guess I'll report back if I learn how to do it and if I love it or not.
I have a feeling you will. I got a little weirded out yesterday with neighbor man. I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like you should be past that point.
I know. At some point, you just don't get weirded out in the relationship anymore. But yesterday, I did. You know what? I'm not even gonna like gloss over this. But we'll take showers together, right? The couples do. But we did it yesterday. We were like, let's just take a quick little shower. I was cold. Whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I looked over at him and I noticed like dirt was coming off of him. And I was like, what is going on? And it was coming from his belly button.
Oh, God.
And I was like, is that from your belly button? And he was like, yeah, it's, you know, fuzz gets stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving me a lesson about how our belly buttons were different and how fuzz and crap gets stuck in his belly button. Our belly buttons are the same. We both have innies, okay?
Okay.
So I don't know how we are different, but my belly button is clean. I didn't have crap coming out. And he had fuzz from his shirt and his belly button. I was like, what is happening here? But I guess he is hairy, you know? Maybe he gets stuck in. I don't know, but it was weird.
Uh-huh.
What?
This is way TMI.
I know.
I feel it's a man thing, though, because if there's hairs, then maybe the fibers of your clothing get stuck
to it, maybe.
I think that only it only applies for any belly buttons, right? Probably.
Right.
Like I have a weird belly button. It's like more an innie, but it's like it kind of looks like a butt split. I don't really know how to explain it. Something's not right with it. I think my umbilical cord came off a little earlier. Something weird.
That should be a fun fact you tell everyone.
So I don't get things stuck in mine personally.
Well, as soon as he said it, I put my finger in my belly button. I was like, okay, I got to see if there's things stuck. The only thing it was dry and maybe a little crusty. So I was like, that was it. But otherwise, I don't get fuzzies stuck in my belly button.
I don't. Have we learned anything today?
Apparently, that happens to men. I didn't know this.
I think I don't.
we gotta build a product for the men. A belly button cleaner.
Like a comb? I've been hiding a secret since last night, and honestly, I am just about to explode if I don't tell anybody. So, thanks for that.
You're welcome. I'm always here.
Okay, so I haven't told anybody, not even my boyfriend Curly, and I tell him everything. I mean, like, if I don't know, stub my toe, I'm going to tell him about it.
I tell, your significant other, even your bowel movements sometimes, right?
I haven't told him, okay? And this is going to help me decide if I should. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to say what happened.
I can't believe you trust me. I can't keep crap.
I'm going to say it, and then please allow me to explain, okay? So I backed into our garage door last night.
Taylor.
Let me explain.
And isn't he going to notice?
Let me explain.
Okay.
I got home, and he was at the gym, and he had told me earlier in the day, hey, I got a package and I know it's in the mailbox. Would you mind, because I had the mail key, would you mind grabbing that when you get home tonight? And I was like, yeah, totally, for sure. I got home, pulled into the garage, hit the garage door opener to shut it, and realized, uh-oh, I forgot he asked me to go check the mail. I'm going to do that quick. So I click the thingy, the closer, once. I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm going to run to the mailbox because I'm going to drive because it's not at the end of my driveway. It's at the end of the street. And I reverse and then bang. I'm like, Taylor. Oh my God, I just hit the garage door. So I panicked. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I know my boyfriend Curly's brother who lives with us is home. His car's here. So
you probably think there's an earthquake.
It was loud. Okay. I was like, I don't know what to do. Do I get out? I didn't.
You ran away.
No, I hit the garage door again because obviously if you only click it once, it just stops it where it's at. I forgot that little detail in that moment. Okay, so I hit it again and it starts opening. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go get the mail and get that out of the way before I assess the damage here. So I grab the mail. And as I get out of my car to go to the mailbox, I look at the back. Nothing is wrong. Thank God, because my dad would have my life. Okay, if that is how I damaged it.
So your car's fine.
My car's fine. No dents. There's no evidence. I go back. Drive back. I'm like, okay, I left the garage door open. I'm going to pull in and hopefully it shuts. Cause I didn't notice how bad, like how did I dent it? Did I move it out of the way? What's going to happen now that I'm back in the garage? I shut my car off. I hit the button and it doesn't move. And I was like, oh my God, something bad has happened. I've got it off the tracks or something. So I get out and I'm starting to yank on it. Nothing's happening. I go press the button one more time and it starts closing. I'm like, okay, I think I'm good. I can't really see if it's like out of whack or not. I go get in the shower and I'm like, okay, well, if my boyfriend Curly starts calling me and says he can get the garage door open, then I'm going to have to come clean. But I think as of right now, nobody knows what happened. His brother didn't say, what was that noise? Or did you hit something? Did you bring the trash cans in? Nothing. Nobody said anything. So I went all night and didn't tell anybody. And the garage door is behaving fine. My car's fine.
Is there a dent in the garage door?
No, I don't think so. I didn't look that hard, to be honest with you.
Okay, so there's no proof on your car, and you don't believe there's proof in the garage door.
It's definitely not like in a way that it won't open and close because it's acting fine now. I didn't look to see if there's like a little dent or anything.
Me personally, it would eat me alive and I would have to tell.
Like six times last night, I was like, oh, should we just tell him? He didn't say anything.
Yeah, it would eat me alive and I would have to tell him.
I'm embarrassed.
Even if
though.
There was like no proof at all, I would have to tell him. Because it would eat me alive and I wouldn't be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to eat nothing. So I'd have to tell him. However, that is like a big fear of mine because me and Neighbor Man share cars. Technically, he owns both of them. And we're going to be very technical here.
Mm-hmm.
But we share cars. And that is my fear of mine. That if something were to happen, I get into a car accident or I ram the car into the garage, what's going to happen? Because technically, he owns it.
Right.
Am I going to get in trouble? I don't know. So I need you for scientific research for me. I need you to come clean to see what happens. If Curly gets mad, then I'll know I'm going to get
in
trouble.
I'm just embarrassed.
Then I'll get in trouble with me.
I think he's just going to think I'm stupid more than anything.
Well, good. Then I'll know that for my future. I need you to come clean for science.
How did you make this about you?
Earlier in Trending with Taylor, you were talking about micro romance, right? And how like that's going to be the new thing this Valentine's Day coming up on Friday.
Yeah, it's not so much about like big gifts and big gestures. It's the little things.
And as much as you didn't believe me when I was saying yes, oh, hallelujah, you were like, no, I know you. You're going to want flowers and chocolate mm-hmm. and all that. I truly do like the small things in life.
Okay.
You know, sitting down, watching a movie and cuddling. That, oh God, makes my whole day. And even last night, an adult sleepover. Ooh, just makes my whole day. And we just accidentally had an adult sleepover.
Okay, but you live together.
We do.
So
let me explain. We are really, like, we don't eat snacks in bed. That's not really who we are. We will from time to time, okay? I'm not going to act like I'm some cool bougie girl who don't do that, right? But I do, right? Mm-hmm. It's just time to time. Last night, we made kind of like a Dole Whip, you know, Disney dupe.
Yes, my favorite thing.
Right? But it was for the Ninja Creamy because we got a Ninja Creamy. And so we made that and then we were like, well, we're kind of tired. We're going to go lay in the bed and we were watching the Looney Tunes. I love watching the Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so we were watching that in bed ate it, and it was just like, it reminded me so much of having sleepovers with your friends. I don't know if sleepovers with your friends were like mine, but we would just lay in their bed or my bed or whatever, and you would watch TV and eat snacks. Mm-hmm. I just remembered my best friend in high school. We would just be in her bed, eating crap, and watching High School Musical on repeat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like that. And then he was like, oh, I'm hungry. I want more. And I was like, me too. Let's get more snacks. And so we got out some crackers and some cheese and some beef sticks. And
ew, you ate a beef stick in bed? Okay, that's
right,
gross.
All right, what are you, bougie? Okay, don't judge. All right, it was great. It was so good. And it was just like this fun little sleepover that we were having. It was the best thing. So then, you're going to judge me, but I asked him. I was like, I want to see what he would say to this. I was like, would you ever build an adult fort with me? Because I just am like, how much of a child are you really? Because I love to be a child at heart, right? Mm-hmm. I don't ever really want to grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was like, I mean, I guess, but we don't have the right things to build a fort. I'm like, what do you mean we don't have the right things?
Blankets.
That's what I thought. Apparently, I was building forts wrong. I thought we just put some chairs up and blankets on top of it.
Yeah.
It was like, no, you're supposed to rip the couch cushions off and you build it with the couch cushions.
Oh.
So he told me we couldn't build a fort because we can't do it the right way. Because
you can't pull your couch cushions
out? No, our
out?
Couch cushions don't come out.
Oh, right.
I was like, why can't we do it my way, which is with the chairs and build some blankies and let's do an adult fort one night and let's just watch a movie. I want to be like a kid. I'm having a crisis right now.
This is what 30 did to you.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've got great news. There may be more PTO in your future.
Woo! I'm taking a day off tomorrow.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got your sick days, your vacation days. Some people separate them all out. You've got, you know, jury duty. Well, that's about it, right? As far as PTO goes. Bereavement, right?
Yep. And then pregnant. I'm trying to think of what it's called.
Maternity.
Thank
leave.
You. I couldn't think of there what you it's go. Called.
Well, there may be a new type of day off in the future. It's possible from this new report.
Okay. Tell me I qualify.
Said there will be special days for funny business.
I am here for funny. I am funny. Hello, I'm funny. What do you got? I can crack jokes. Is it that?
No. Let's say like the horizontal mambo. You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying this?
Correct.
Marvin Gaye?
There's workplaces looking into.
Hell yeah.
Intimate wellness days. Okay.
Yes.
So,
I hope the CEO's listening.
In this survey, more than 3 in 5 employees are down for it.
Yes, I am.
They say it's a way to recharge.
Yes, it is.
1 in 2 employees who have taken a Mambo Day say that they reported increased productivity when
yes.
they came back.
Yes. I will be so productive.
So this could be.
You want me to crunch numbers? I'll crunch them.
Something that you see in your workplace or your future workplace.
What are you calling it?
What do you
what
mean?
What are they calling it? I just want to, next time I sign a handbook, I just want to see what it could be called.
Well, pretty much what you think it is.
Really? They ain't hiding it?
They ain't hiding it. It is all laid all out right. there.
I just can't imagine people asking that in a job interview.
See, I just can't imagine going into your boss's office and saying, hey, tomorrow, it's going to be one of those days. You got to say that?
Oh, do you have to? Oh, God. Okay.
Well, I'm
never
thinking,
mind.
You
never
know,
mind, I take that back. I would actually not like to request this.
A lot of times when you request time off, you put the reason, right? I'm going to be on vacation. I got jury duty.
God.
Or you call in sick. What are we listening for the reason? That's weird. I don't want to know about that. I don't know.
Well,
I don't even know.
I just text our boss and tell him I'm going to be out, but I'm not going to text him and say, hey, I'm doing horizontal stuff.
The mambo.
The mambo. I'd rather text a, like you.
I don't want to know. Respectfully, do not do that. Ever. Nope, nope, nope.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm so jealous of all the schools that got to close today because of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I miss being in school, whether it's high school, college, whatever. See, didn't have to go in today.
Dude, a snow day hits different.
It does. I was just thinking about, like, what did we do? What did you do on, like, a snow day? Because I know what I would do on a snow day, whether it was, like, mostly I had more snow days in high school, I remember,
mm-hmm.
than in college.
What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it wasn't super cold, you'd always have to go out and try to, sled, obviously.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd go out and be like, okay, it's way too cold. I don't like this anymore. Yeah. We had at my house growing up in our backyard, there was like these stairs that were on a hill and those would get snowed over. So we'd try to snowboard down the stairs, which in hindsight is really stupid.
But bumpy.
A little bumpy. That was fun. We would always make hot chocolate, but sometimes you didn't have hot chocolate around that because you'd come in from being freezing outside.
Yeah, but what are you making if you don't have hot chocolate?
Like milk and chocolate
syrup. That's disgusting.
I know. It was gross.
Wait, let me guess. You cooked the milk.
Yeah, you pop it in the microwave. Duh. And then it would probably consist of like sitting at the in the computer room because this was, you know, the early 2000s.
With the computer with the LimeWire on it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And we'd play like some sort of either Sims or...
Yes!
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yes!
Or whatever. And then, I know you mentioned it earlier, but we would build a lot of forts.
Yes.
And hang out there all day.
With your siblings.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it would be the best.
It's the best day ever.
I remember like the snow days for me... would start with the night before. You hope to God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're not going to have school. You would stay up late, you know, building the forts or playing games
mm-hmm.
on the PlayStation or something with your siblings. And then you're like, well, I stayed up till midnight. Let's hope we don't screw ourselves over. Because my school never called it the day before. They just never did it.
No, and I think everybody felt that way.
I swear to God, Vince Schulzberg does it now, but you didn't do it when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we'd get up the butt crack of dawn, and you would have to wait and watch every stinking school one by one, by one, by one, 2 hour delay. No school, no school. And we were at the end because we were the V.
Oh, see, I was lucky. Animoso was at the top.
I hated you guys.
It was great. It was instantly, okay, I'll wait for the next round.
God, we were the last. So I'd wait, and then I would say, Vin Schulzberg, no school. Woo! Go back to bed.
Immediately.
Immediately go back to bed. Then you don't wake up till noon, and then you do some sledding.
Because
we had a big hill in our backyard, so we would go some sledding. And always had to have some ramen noodles, because that was the closest to soup, because we didn't have, if you weren't prepared, that was the closest thing to soup.
Yeah, you always got ramen noodles around.
And then I would watch the Maury Show.
So bizarre.
I love the Maury Show. That's what I did.
Is that how you would still spend your snow day today?
Hell yeah, that's what I would do today.
Okay.
Let's go sledding right now. And is the Maury on?
And Maury? Find out who's the father.
I've talked about my security cameras a couple times now before, about how much I love them.
You're obsessed with them.
I say we have so many security cameras at our place that it's like the White House, you know?
It's maximum security, state penitentiary.
It pretty much is, dude. Okay. And I love watching them. You catch me during the show. I'm like, oh, it went off. Who's there?
Yeah.
And it's just a squirrel, you know,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But I love watching them. I like to check in from time to time. They're the best. And they come in handy for stupidest reasons.
Yeah.
Like last night when we wanted to be dumb and lazy. A neighbor man's like, I think it was like 11:30. He's like, do you think it's starting to snow yet?
Mm.
Like, I don't know. He gets on. He looks at the pinpoint Doppler radar. And he's like, it looks like it is. It says it is.
But is it?
But is it? And I'm like, hop on the security cameras and look. And then we watch. Mm-hmm. We watch the security cameras. And he goes, I see it. I see a snowflake.
I mean, that's ultimate lazy mode.
And then I never saw one, so... But he swore he saw one.
Were you tucked into bed already?
It could have been dust. Yeah, we were tucked in.
Okay, I guess
watching the Looney Tunes.
I guess that makes sense that you don't want to get up and like
open the curtains. No, we were underneath our warm, cozy, heated blankie. Why not get out the security cameras?
Because that sounds insane. It sounds crazy. That's why.
That's what they should do to advertise them. are you too lazy to get up to see what the weather is out like outside? Get a security camera.
Would have got you for sure.
When I get home at 7:15 tonight, neighbor man is grounded.
Oh, God.
Because he got told earlier, he's got like a two-part shift, if that makes sense. Like he's got an early morning shift and then like an evening kind of shift.
Yeah.
Split in half, right? He got told by his boss, don't worry about coming in the morning. We're probably going to need you at night, though.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to go in this morning. And I was going to let him enjoy it. You know what? Enjoy your early morning off.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve it, boo. But if he was going to have the night off, oh, you're going to clean. And you're going to clean a lot.
Okay.
The house needs it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching the security cameras. See. He hasn't left yet. So I texted him. And I said, you going to work? No. I said, cleaning with a sponge emoji.
Oh.
Nothing. He read it. He ain't going to clean. I just know it. I just freaking know it. He ain't going to clean. And if I come home and something ain't clean, I'm going to be mad.
You are ruining this what? Man's snow day. Dang it. Okay.
No, I don't get a snow day.
You're right. We don't. We chose this career. Okay.
Well, yes.
But you... I told you earlier, because before the show even started, you were like, he had the morning off and I don't know about tonight. And I saw you going through each room on your security cameras being like, where is he? What's he doing? Where is he? I can't find him. I'm like, okay, crazy. all right. And then you told me like, okay, I told him he has to clean. If he's not responding, he's hiding. He's hiding out of camera view. Knowing that you are watching so that he doesn't have to do it.
I know, because I still can't find him. I know he's hiding. He's playing video games. He's not cleaning. The least I ask is do a load of laundry. We desperately need it. I'm not asking him to clean the whole house, okay? Just
you put a sponge emoji. To me, that says scrubbing.
You're right.
To be fair, would you do it if you were at home?
Heck,
no, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. I know what your day would look like.
As I said, yes, I would. You know, your voice goes higher and you're lying.
Sleep till noon, cross stitch, make a sourdough, and call him and bother him while he's at work.
Hey, sweetie, I'm bored.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I think neighbor man knows I'm creeping on him.
On the security cameras?
Mm-hmm.
You just were again.
Trying to see if he was cleaning, because I asked him to clean. If you got a snow day, the least you could do is clean something.
Yeah.
As we're talking about this, one by one, I get alerts that each camera is offline.
AKA, the Wi-Fi is down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to ask you this. If he purposely shut off the Wi-Fi because he's like, I know she's staring at me on these stupid security cameras.
Or he just disconnected. He could have also, they are corded, so he could have.
Oh, I was going to say, would he sacrifice his video games?
Oh, girl, no.
So he went around and unplugged them?
Mm-hmm. He could have. Okay, well, here's the thing. So he could have, one, unplugged them all, mm-hmm, one by one. There's also a little hub that they're all connected to.
Mm.
He could have just took that out of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He could have sacrificed the Wi-Fi. Said, screw it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want her creeping on me. And knowing I ain't cleaning.
He's getting pretty smart.
This guy's too genius.
He's got to know that you do spend most of your day looking at those security cameras, okay? You got to learn, buddy.
I swear to God, if their house ain't clean when I get home, Taylor, I swear.
He's going to have a crazy story. Like, you will not believe. A bird flew in and took out
the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi.
And I've been fighting a bird.
I had to clean up the bird's mess, and I couldn't clean up the rest of the mess in this house.
Uh-huh. It was a disaster in here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bird knocked over everything. There was doo-doo everywhere. I mean, that's the story he's going to tell me. And he's like, it doesn't look like I cleaned, but I cleaned for hours.
Mm-hmm. I respect it. I hope he does that.
I hope he does come up with a gnarly story like that.
At least get creative.
Because, you know, I'm gullible. I'll believe every second of it.
Well, yes, exactly.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Well, earlier today, Taylor was talking about Red Tuesday and Trending with Taylor, which kind of inspired the trivia question.
Yeah, today's Red Tuesday. Apparently the Tuesday before Valentine's Day is the most popular day of the year to dump your person.
36% of people do it? That's ridiculous.
It's crazy. So watch yourselves tonight.
Yeah, be safe out there. Well, the trivia question tonight's about breakups, unfortunately, even though we have Valentine's Day coming up. A recent survey says that 18% of people say the worst day to break up with someone is on Valentine's Day.
Brutal.
But 23% said it was this day. Mm. What is it?
Oh, well, it's never fun to be broken up with, but you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
A recent survey said that 18% of people say the worst day to break up with someone is on Valentine's Day, which is Friday, but 23% of people say it's actually this day that is worse than Valentine's Day. What day is it?
Mm. Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
Grab your cards, your chocolate, your flowers, whatever else you need, because you got to get it like today, tomorrow. Well, I would honestly do it today before the snowstorm comes.
Or boycott Valentine's Day.
Now, what the heck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just felt a little hate.
Boycott Taylor. That's what I say.
I'm cheap. I don't know. You better love me every day, not just Valentine's Day.
I hate when people say that. Because I love a good Valentine's Day. Neighbor man tries to pass that on to me, and I'm like, stop it. I need this. Give it to me.
Okay.
Give me this holiday.
Needy.
There are two type of people in this world. One who is obsessed with Valentine's Day, me and Taylor. She boycotts it.
I don't boycott it. I just don't really care about it that much, except for the candy.
And 50% off the next day.
I care about Saturday.
Well, Valentine's Day is Friday. And the trivia question tonight, recent survey says that 18% of people say the worst day to break up with someone is on Valentine's Day. But 23% of people said it is actually this day. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Elizabeth said New Year's Eve.
I was going to say that's not that big of a deal, but you know what? I get it. If you're dumping me on New Year's Eve, I'd be like, are you trying to say New Year, new me? I'm not good enough for you?
That would be a bummer, especially because it's like, hello, I had plans to go out and have fun tonight. But I think in hindsight, you could be like, well, I didn't bring that loser with me into the new year, you know?
Period.
Looking on the bright side.
Mm-hmm. Rick said Christmas. I would be devastated.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, right?
I feel that breakups are like engagements. They do not belong on holidays.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Don't take away from everybody else's Christmas by whipping out a ring. Also, don't take away from everybody else's Christmas by breaking somebody's heart.
I would be devastated because I find Christmas to be the most romantic day of the year. Valentine's Day second, Christmas first.
Well, 8937 said your birthday. That sucks.
Yeah, when you pass all the golden, you know what I'm saying? Like if you pass 18, 21, and 30, those are the years you look forward to. Dump me on my 31st.
I think you would still care.
I would still be, but if I had to put them in order.
No.
I would put dump me in the order.
I have heard how you spend your birthdays. You specifically say, I'm only going to do things that make me happy on my birthday.
I'm just saying if I had to put
getting dumped, does that make you happy?
Depends on the guy. It depends on the guy. No, I was saying if I had to put them in order, I would put dump me on my birthday, dump me on Valentine's Day, then dump me on Christmas. Christmas is the last, man.
Would be the worst for you.
Oh, my God. Mm. Check on me if somebody dumps me on Christmas. I'm not well.
I'm like, dump me on St. Patrick's Day. I'll just go drink after.
Dump me on the 4th of July. Perfect. You know, I get fireworks and drinking. Mm.
That sounds dangerous. Yikes.
A recent survey says that 18% of people say the worst day to break up with someone is on Valentine's Day, but 23% say it's this day. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Maybe it's the worst idea to break up with me on the 4th of July, because then I get alcohol and fireworks in my hands. Oh, this ain't good.
Isn't it also Post Malone's birthday?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a good day for me. That's the day I end up in the ER. Somehow I just, my hand blew up.
Or in jail for blowing up his house.
It's the season of love, baby. She hated that. Well, don't forget, Friday is Valentine's Day. And Saturday is 50% off Valentine's Day candy.
Oh, yeah.
The question tonight, the recent survey says that 18% of people say the worst day to break up with someone is on Valentine's Day, which is Friday. But 23% said it was this day. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
23% of people say the worst day to break up with someone is... on their birthday.
I could see that. That's supposed to be like your day. All about you. And you get dumped on it? Oh, geez.
You know what? I might take it back. I said the order that I would want to get dumped in. Is my birthday, Valentine's Day, and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just realized that's something you got to stick with your birthday for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if you don't, like, I have nothing, like, now I'm 30. There's nothing else to, like, look forward to. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no money till 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing, like, woohoo to look, like, no years, right?
Yeah.
But I have to live with, so I got dumped on my birthday. You know, that's not fun.
Right.
So I don't like that. Maybe I'm going to take that back. I still don't know what would be the order I would do it in.
I think...
dump me on a random Thursday.
Honestly, don't dump her on any day. She's a monster.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.